Victoria. The British Columbia government has filed the first-ever application to secure an unexplained wealth order in Canada, the province's Solicitor General said, calling the orders a powerful tool to clamp down on the proceeds of criminal activity. Mike Farnworth, who is also the Public Safety Minister, said the application filed in BC Supreme Court on Wednesday marks the start of a series of similar claims. In a statement, he said the applications put those engaging in illegal activity on notice that they will have to explain the origins of their wealth. In its first application, BC is seeking a court order to force a couple to explain how they purchased a property on Salt Spring Island in 2017. A civil claim filed last August shows the province also wants them to forfeit the property. The BC assessment website lists a property with the same address as the one identified in BC's claim as being worth just over $1.8 million as of July 2022. A three-bedroom house built in 2004 is located on a 41,277-square-meter lot, about 10 acres, it says. A company called the agency, which bills itself as a global boutique real estate brokerage, has posted photos online of a property with the same address. They show a cottage-like home with two stories and wooden siding in a forested area. A street view search for the Salt Spring Island property on Google Maps shows a sign reading, "Lost and Found," at the end of a tree-lined, gravel driveway. In a listing of lodgings on the island, the website TripAdvisor includes a property called Lost and Found Guesthouse, with the same address identified in BC's claim. Wednesday's application for an unexplained wealth order is part of a lawsuit filed on behalf of BC's Director of Civil Forfeiture last August. The claim says the two named defendants used money obtained through an international scheme involving securities fraud to buy the property. BC's claims have not been tested in court and the defendants have not filed a response to the lawsuit dated August 25, 2023. The BC government will not tolerate criminals prospering in our communities, and it will pursue illegally acquired properties, luxury vehicles, money laundering schemes and businesses operating as fronts, Farnworth said in his statement. The minister said amendments to the Civil Forfeiture Act earlier this year allow the province to pursue ill-gotten gains more efficiently, and compel people to explain how they acquired their wealth when there are suspicions about criminal activity. He said BC will take forfeited assets obtained through unexplained wealth orders and redirect them to community safety and crime prevention initiatives. That will help repair the damage done by those who think that they can profit from crimes and illegal enterprises in British Columbia, Farnworth said. A hearing is expected on January 11, 2024, the provincial statement said. The lawsuit filed in August names two defendants, Alicia Davenport, also known as Alicia Lee, and Jordy Lee, also known as Sky Lee, and says they are spouses. It says they profited from an unlawful scheme that generated US$165 million from 2015 to 2018, according to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. The men at the heart of the scheme have each pleaded guilty in the United States to securities fraud and conspiracy to commit securities fraud, the lawsuit says. The two men operated a Swiss asset manager referred to as the Silverton Platform, using it to assist shareholders of publicly traded companies in disguising beneficial ownership of those shares and evading securities laws, it says. One of those men controlled various shell corporations that transferred proceeds to shareholders, including Davenport, the claim says. And one of those shell corporations transferred $1.15 million to a law firm with an address in West Vancouver, BC, for a purported loan to Jordy Lee, it says. The wire transfers stemmed from proceeds of the scheme, it says. On a form transferring ownership of the property to Davenport, the province's claim says she listed her occupation as homemaker. The stated amount of the cash transaction was $1 million, it says. Any income lawfully obtained by A. Davenport and G. Lee was insufficient for the purpose of enabling the defendants to acquire or maintain the property, it says. The claim says the defendants have used the property to commit offenses contrary to the U.S. Securities Act, the U.S. Exchange Act, and the BC Securities Act. Offenses under the Criminal Code of Canada include laundering the proceeds of crime and committing fraud over $5,000, the claim says. The lawsuit asks the court for an unexplained wealth order that would require the defendants to provide details about their acquisition of the property and orders that they forfeit the property and its proceeds to the BC government. It also seeks an order for the defendants to pay the province's costs for the lawsuit. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 30, 2023. The Canadian Press.